Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you. action is required in time. The storm that sends us falling, reconstruction is required in time. Into some
from a huge talent on the jazz guitar, that was Mary Halverson with the tune My Mind, I Find in Time off her very popular 2018 CD called Code Girl. Always a favorite with fans and a poll winner in Downbeat, she is originally from Brookline, Massachusetts, and consistently defines what the avant realm of jazz sounds like. And all of that has proven well for her. She is one of New York City's most in-demand guitarists, and over the past decade, she has worked with the likes of Tim Byrne, Anthony Braxton, Bill Frisell, Jason Moran, Joe Morris, Tim Rainey, and the great John Zorn. We were fortunate enough here at the show to catch up with Mary, and she talked to us during the ramping up of the COVID-19 quarantine in April 2020. And she talked about how she got her start on the guitar. Have a listen.
Yeah, I got into jazz sort of by accident. My dad had a lot of jazz records, so there would be jazz on in the house sometimes, but I don't think I was particularly drawn to it. It was just something that was there. I played classical violin when I was a kid and then got pretty bored with that. And I was really interested in the guitar. So at some point, there was an acoustic guitar lying around the house. And at some point when I was maybe 11 or 12, I heard Jimi Hendrix. And I was really into the Beatles and the Allman Brothers, things like that. So I wanted to play guitar.
She always releases critically acclaimed albums, full of innovation, and she is always humble about her talents. That's the jazz way. We had to know about this love of jazz that she has cultivated over the years, and she opened up about it.
I think the freedom of it. You know, I really like being able to make my own schedule and work at my own pace. And I like not having to answer to anybody. And I like the fact that I enjoy working. You know, if you want to call it work, I can work 7 days a week and be completely happy, but really do it on my own time.
Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that always survives and thrives. From this May 2020 town of COVID-19 jazz silence, this is episode 647, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, giving you the best of jazz over and over. So let's dance back to a different era, circa 1931 to be specific. This is the new Mayfair Dance Orchestra right out of London, England. This is Time on My Hands, and that's been the name of the game here in this world during the spring quarantine. But now it's time to escape.
Thank you. nothing but love in view. Then if you fall once and for all, I'll see my dreams come true. Moments to spare for someone you care for, your love affair for two. With time on my hands and you in my arms and love in my heart for you.
This is Mary Halverson, guitarist and composer, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Well, I don't know what her name is, and I don't know what she has. All I know is that I want it too. 'Cause whatever it is, it's got a hold on you.
Intend to.
was the gifted Kansas City jazz pianist and singer Jackie Myers with the live cut, I've Got a Plan, off her impressive new CD called Clementine circa 2020, and it just happened to come out during the quarantine of April 2020. She has been very active about live streaming and keeping things positive as the jazz cats push technological innovation to continue that jazz and stay vital in a strange and surreal world. And we have always loved catching up with Jackie, and we did this during a time of jazz silence. She talked about her new album and much more.
And one thing that this crisis has put into perspective is how lucky I am to be able to, I mean, I had an album I could just give. Most people never even get to make an album. I don't know how many albums I've made at this point, but it's a lot. And a crisis hit and I had a choice, like, can I put this music out or should I wait because I couldn't tour with it? I couldn't do this with it. It wasn't what I couldn't do. It was like I had something I could do, and that was amazing.
From a very accomplished jazz pianist who has studied, composed, and performed since childhood, this is musician Judson Green with the cut Cool Strut off the 2020 CD Discover as we keep on discovering and moving on around here.
Thank you. This is Travis Atria, author of Better Days Will Come Again, the story of Arthur Briggs, and you are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was jazz trumpeter Arthur Briggs with the tune Funny Girls off a retrospective CD circa 1927. So his life was Homeric in scope. Born on the tiny island of Grenada, he set sail for Harlem during the Renaissance, then to Europe in the aftermath of World War I, where he was among the first pioneers to introduce jazz music to the world. Ultimately, he did not heed warnings to leave Paris before it fell to the Nazis in 1940. He was arrested and sent to prison, and that was all documented in the book Better Days Will Come via Travis Atria. And he wrote about a remarkable life in CAD, kind of the European version of Louis Armstrong. And we talked to him about this book during early March in the goes of the 2020 quarantine as it ramped up. And Travis's thoughts were rather prophetic at the time.
The message of his life was vital to these times we're living in, because we seem to have forgotten that Nazis are bad for some reason for a couple of years there. And not only that, but I think the power of music, the love that he had for music, is what saved his life. So for me, it was just it was such a nice dovetailing of the things that I'm interested in. I think, like I say somewhere in the book, 100 years ago is not that long. I mean, it seems like forever for us, but it is not that long, and we forget these things.
From jazz guitar great Vic Juris, we go next. This is the tune Kirby Scene off the 2019 CD, Two Guitars, Dig. The
Thank you. Jazz pianist and composer, and I'm thrilled to be on Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
That was storyteller and talented jazz musician Lynn Arielle with her trio with the 2020 tune The Dreamers off her CD Chimes of Freedom. Over her esteemed jazz road, she has 15 albums as a leader and has topped the Jazz Week radio charts, and her tours have taken her to Brazil, Germany, Austria, Serbia, Switzerland, South Africa, the U.S., and so many other places. These days, she is a professor of jazz studies and the director of small ensembles at the University of North Florida in Jacksonville. And we talked to her during the beginning of the world quarantine in March 2020, and she opened up about tough times.
Our ability as human beings to triumph over difficult circumstances, to persevere, to handle whatever comes our way. I really believe in mankind's ability to navigate even horrific situations like the one we're going through right now.
From the renowned Italian jazz tenor saxophonist influenced by Stan Getz, this is Gianni Basso with the 2001 tune Dear Old Stockholm off the CD Two for the Cities as we sail on. Thank you.
Hi, this is Theo Hill with Joe Dimino and Neon Jazz.
By the New York Times as a vital young pianist to play in New York's straight-ahead tradition, that was Theo Hill with the song Swell off his new 2020 CD, Reality Check. And he is always doing a reality check, pushing jazz innovation, and he's a consummate artist. We caught up with him as things started getting heavy in the 2020 spring quarantine from his new home of Costa Rica. He left New York City prior to the lockdown, and he sounded cautiously optimistic, and he had some profound thoughts on things like this one.
As jazz musicians, when this thing does come back around, and when we can start to open up these borders, I think it's going to be the jazz musicians who are going to embrace and be able to really, you know, express the full range of emotions of what's happening in our society now. You know, I don't think it's going to be as much the rap musicians, some of the other popular musical forms. I think there's going to be a huge explosion of material, right? People are going to be putting out many records. People are already putting 11.
As we wind this hour of jazz down, this is legendary jazz saxophonist, clarinetist, composer, and arranger Jerry Mulligan and the Concert Jazz Band with My Funny Valentine, circa 1960. Again, that was Jerry Mulligan with My Funny Valentine. And finally, we caught up with the great Italian jazz pianist, composer, and arranger, Roberto Magris, from his home base in Italy. And he has very defined and deep Kansas City jazz roots. This is the new 2020 song, You're My Everything, Yes I Am, off his new CD simply called Sweet. And we did talk to him during the quarantine of 2020 from Italy when things were really, really rough there. And he should have been in Kansas City at the time promoting his new CD, but he was at home in Italy and he opened up about this new world community.
I think that they will go to more to spiritual matters. They are more, think more on human things more than money and working and running around. And also I think it's very important that we remember that we are a community. We are all brothers and sisters. In the same world.
Wow. So it's with that we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a virtual and real cool cat all in the same version, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher. Reach out to us. We're always here. We dig you. And we're always going to be giving you the jazz, whether we're in a pandemic or it's just regular old jazz times. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right, until next time, support all the arts, keep jazz alive, and enjoy the jazz, my friends. Oh,
Neon Jazz.